This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Hansel joins me. He is the man behind the new documentary, The Electric Ferry, online at electricferry.org. You can check it out there. You can also check out the screening of the new documentary next Tuesday, March 15th, in Minor Hall, room 125. That's at the University of Virginia. At 7:30 p.m. And Tom, this event is free, open to the public, that kind of thing?
The event is free and open to the public, and we want to thank the folks at the University of Virginia for inviting us up there to show this film.
Absolutely. And again, folks, it's next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. It's free, a screening of a brand new documentary, The Electric Ferry, which is about what?
It's about electricity. Primarily the main story in The Electricity Ferry is the battle over a new coal-fired power plant in Wise County, Virginia, that's currently under construction. But I end up using a lot of historical footage, old educational films, and kind of remixing those to connect that current controversy to public policy throughout history that's promoting electric use and promoting the use of fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And then discussing some of the problems that have resulted from that.
We're talking with Tom Hansel. The website is electricityferry.org. So all the folks down there in Wise County and elsewhere who protested this massive new coal-powered electrical plant down there in Wise County, they lost, and this plant is now being built, right?
That is true. The plant is under construction, and Dominion Power, who's operating the plant, expects it to come online next year, 2012.
What are some of the takeaways from the documentary, Tom?
Well, I guess on one level you could see it as a tragedy where the citizens in Wise County mounted a valiant effort to fight this power plant and lost. But I think on the other hand, you could also see the formation of a statewide movement, the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition, that's recently had a voice in at least putting another power plant near Hampton Roads on hold. And so I think that's kind of one of the wins that's come out of the situation. And I think you've also seen a lot more, a lot closer attention paid to the power plant permitting process and the amount of pollutants, not just the carbon or the climate change gases, but also things like mercury and sulfur and other poisonous gases that are coming out of coal-fired power plants.
Yeah. What is the who are the heroes in the story?
Well, the main activist that we follow is Kathy Selvidge, and she is a Wise County native. And she'll actually be attending the screening on Tuesday night at University of Virginia.
Yeah, we've talked to her on this program, an amazing woman.
Okay, yeah, and she's, yeah, definitely. And she's also been featured in other documentaries such as Coal Country. Folks may have seen her in that.
She's a native of this area who brought her neighbors together because they realize that they're absolutely getting killed. I mean, they're being killed by what's happening in Appalachia. Not only are these coal companies destroying these mountains by ripping the tops off of them and taking the tops and throwing them down into the streams and killing the rivers, but they're also killing the people.
And I think Kathy's what Kathy brings to the film and just to the rest of us in general when you get to talk to her is she's connecting the actual situation with mountaintop removal with our own individual actions of flipping the switch and using electricity. So she helps sort of make that connection between the mining practices that mine coal and then the electrical consumers and of course, the utilities that sell it.
Yeah.
I think it's important to sort of make those connections. Energy costs are rising, and energy policy is a really hot topic that's being debated all around. And I think one of the big questions that I'm asking in the film and that Kathy asks is, well, how do you account for the costs of electricity? A lot of people will say, well, coal's cheap. It's 8 cents a kilowatt hour, for example. And wind energy is closer to 15 cents a kilowatt hour. But I think there are a lot of costs associated with coal that aren't accounted for. Costs of mitigating climate change, costs of water quality from mountaintop removal mining, and costs of health effects for humans in their lungs.
Yeah, and this industry, the coal industry, is incredibly subsidized, when I asked that to George Allen a few weeks ago when he was on this program, he said, no, it's not subsidized at all, when that's literally not true. We take billions in public dollars, and give them to coal companies. And that's one reason that the coal is the electricity based on coal is kept cheap or cheaper than other sources. I mean, if we put the same amount of money in, say, wind power or solar power, we would also find that that would be incredibly cheap.
And again, it's different. There are different methods of accounting, but I think the point that you make that coal is subsidized, I think, is really valid. I mean, if you look at something as simple as the Abandoned Mine Lands Program, reclaiming water pollution from unreclaimed strip mines, that's a huge federal subsidy for the coal industry.
We're talking with Tom Hansel. The new movie is The Electricity Fairy, and they're going to show it at UVA next Tuesday night, 7:30 in Minor Hall. TJ is in Charlottesville, and he's on the program. TJ, you go right ahead, buddy.
All right. Well, I just like to, you know, I'm a 32-year veteran at Virginia Power, Dominion Virginia Power, and I understand we need to try to be clean and green, but right now we need power. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. Let's get it as clean as we can, but use it. We need to use our resources now to make sure that we can survive and still study going green. You can't always go green. Battery powered cars. You know, you got to replace them every 5 years, and what do you do with them after that? Landfill. So you got to think about that. These new light bulbs. Guess what's in them? Mercury. What are you going to do with them?
Yeah. You can't throw them in the garbage.
You can't just throw them in the dump. I mean, you know, there is a toxic waste thing here with it. And so we need to understand that Virginia Power is very, very, they understand this, and they don't want to go tearing up stuff. Nuclear is very clean. Hydro is very efficient. Coal is very clean now than it used to be. We've got those resources. We need to use them and concentrate on green when we get stable again with our power.
TJ, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and Tom, stay with us. And I just have a question because sometimes I get frustrated because I hear – It's like I always hear when this comes up, well, should we use coal or should we go green or should we really aggressively subsidize, you know, clean energy like we do fossil fuels? And I always hear people giving the reasons why we shouldn't do it now or why it wouldn't work. And I never really hear anybody, even in the industry like yourself, aggressively arguing, yeah, we should be the leaders, that we should be the world leaders, and we should. There's always seems to be an argument for why we should be doing things the way we've always done them. You see what I mean?
It seemed to me that America would be the one place in the world
where we would say, you know what, this is the place where we're not going to argue that we need to always do things like we've always done them. This is the place where we argue, hey, let's explore the new ways to do them, and we will be the leaders in the world for the next big thing. You see what I mean?
We need to get off the dependency of other worlds like oil when we've got our own. Let's use our own and get off this dependency and put our American people back to work. I'm a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and that's a big issue in itself, too, with unions and things.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've got it. Let's use it, but still concentrate on the alternatives when the time is right for it. I mean, We're just everybody wants to go green right now. Well, right now, green isn't all that efficient.
There you go. Well, TJ, thanks for the call. Hold on a minute. TJ, I appreciate you calling, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you
very much. I appreciate you listening and for joining the conversation. Tom Hansel is with us. He's the guy behind the new documentary about this whole debate at electricityfairy.org. Tom, what are your thoughts? Because I'm sure you've heard this before.
Well, I think TJ makes a great point that we can't just shut down every coal-fired power plant in the United States right now. And I certainly hope that viewers don't come away from my documentary thinking that it's just that simple. What I'm asking for, what I hope that viewers come away from the documentary, is thinking about, well, let's think about where we're investing for the future. That's what I'm about, is, first of all, an accurate analysis of the costs of our dependence on fossil fuels, and then also really a plan for the future to, as I think TJ was saying, let's make a plan to get ourselves green and get ourselves cleaner and keep ourselves energy independent. I think we can all agree on that. But I do think that we need to take a careful look at the current practices and figure out what's working and what's not working.
Yeah, and are we going to keep?
That's what I think folks will get from this film.
And are we going to keep funneling billions of dollars? Because I agree with what TJ said. I agree with you, Tom, as well. I'm not one who advocates let's just shut down every power plant. But we need to see some type of transition. You see what I mean? And,
you know,
and,
we're investing our public funds, whether we're actively involved in that investment choice or not. As taxpayers, we're either investing in subsidizing fossil fuels or we're investing on subsidizing clean energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, I hope everybody can make it out on Tuesday for the screening at University of Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. It's March 15th, folks. It's next week at Minor Hall, room 125, and there'll be a discussion as well. It's electricityferry.org is the website, and this new documentary, again, screened at the University of Virginia next Tuesday evening, March 15th, at 7:30 p.m., director Tom Hansel. And you can check out the trailer again online, electricityferry.org.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.